1 John 5 and verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me here today on We Can Rest Assured, brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we begin a new topic, series of topics, looking at love the brethren. Previously in our series of studies from 1 John, we noticed that Christians are to love the brethren. The importance of brotherly love can be seen in the statement of Jesus in John 13:35. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. John, the apostle of love, treats this topic quite extensively. However, we will focus our attention on one passage, which will be our text, 1 John 3:13 through 19, which says, "Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him." As we consider this passage, we must ask, who are my brethren? Jesus answers another question similar to this in Luke chapter 10 and verse 29 when he says, "Who is my neighbor?" On this occasion, Jesus was answering a lawyer who was trying to justify himself. He had come with impure motives, testing Jesus, and we pick up here in Luke 10 and verse 25, going through verse 27. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus' answer is found in the story, which we saw here in the Good Samaritan. In this story, we find that our neighbors are not so much those we live by or associated with, but are those before whom we live neighborly. If we are treated neighborly and we treat others neighborly, then they are our neighbors. Since we are to do good unto all men, Galatians 6 verse 10, then all men are neighbors. However, this question is not the same as, who are my brethren? My brethren are those who have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever, 1 Peter 1:23. By being led by the Spirit of God through his revealed word, they became sons of God, Romans 8:14. By becoming sons of God, they are part of the household of God, Ephesians 2, verse 19, or the household of faith, Galatians 6, verse 10, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. Further, we find that since they are the children of God, they are separated from the world, 1 Corinthians 6:17 and 18. And they have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, Ephesians 5, verse 11. This means that we are to have fellowship with those who have fellowship with those who are in fellowship with God and not have fellowship with darkness, 1 John 1, verse 6. Those walking in darkness are those who refuse to confess their sins, 1 John 1, 8 through 10. Those who will not keep his commandments, 1 John 2, verse 4. Those who hate their brethren, 1 John 2, verse 9. Those who love the world, 1 John 2, verse 15. And those who practice and teach false doctrine, these are known by John as the Antichrist, 1 John 2, 18 through 23. We are to love them, but we are not to have fellowship with them. Therefore, we understand to love does not necessarily mean to fellowship. Remember the prodigal son. Though he was his son, he left the sweet fellowship of his father to waste his substance with riotous living. The son chose to sever fellowship with his father. However, the father continued to love him though no fellowship existed between them. We thank you for listening today to We Can Rest Assured.